I've never been a Valentine's Day person. Even when I was a little kid, I always thought it was kind of stupid.
I'm Ellen.
And I'm Hannah.
This is Pretty Zitty.
Okay, I'm gonna start recording. Hi.
Hello. Hi, guys. So today we are going to talk about Ellen's experience on Accutane or isotretinoin.
Yeah.
And this is a prescription drug for acne, and Ellen is 1 month in at the time of this recording, and we're in February right now. Just like a brief disclaimer, we aren't dermatologists. We're just two gals who have acne who have each been prescribed Accutane. I've been on it twice. Ellen is obviously currently doing her first round. And just a warning, we briefly touch on mental health because Accutane has a side effect of, you know, causing bad mental health and depression in people who are taking it. So just a heads up. And then just like a little primer for people who don't know what Accutane is, we're going to refer to it as Accutane. It's also known generically as isotretinoin. And you probably have heard of retinoids for your face, like topicals, but this is an oral retinoid that is kind of like a scorched earth strategy.
Yeah.
Where your skin really changes and becomes much drier while you're on it. You kind of molt like a snake.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, just girly things, but...
You know, you use it to treat acne. It's sort of like the end of the line. Like if you have the opportunity to go on isotretinoin or Accutane, you've probably tried a lot of other acne treatments and your dermatologist has decided that it's time to do sort of like the hammer option of like, let's really try to knock this acne out of the way. And the average length of treatment is 4 to 6 months. The dosage usually starts off a little bit lower and then ramps up as you're on it. And there is a whole process of getting on it that's really complicated. And there are a lot of requirements to be on it, to be eligible for it. And you have to be prescribed isotretinoin / Accutane by a doctor. And that doctor needs to be registered with the iPledge program. That's a program that basically ensures you are safe to go on it and you're not pregnant. And then people who can have children, you have to answer educational questions before every prescription, basically making sure that you are doing everything you can to make sure you're not going to get pregnant and you're going to be safe while you're taking Accutane. You know, that includes entering your two forms of contraception. And then you also have to take a monthly blood test. Accutane can be really hard on your body, really hard on your liver. So all that being said, we're going to talk about Accutane. We're going to talk about this drug that supposedly will reduce the inflammation and make your pores less hospitable to acne-causing bacteria. So let's go for it.
So I went to the dermatologist today, and when you're on Accutane, you have to go once a month to get your prescription. So the first month is over. I had a bunch of different side effects. So I'm on, this is day 31 of being on the medicine. And so I went to the dermatologist today because they have to check that you're not pregnant. If you're pregnant, you can't get the next dose. And then you usually have to take a blood test. I didn't have to because I have had to take a blood test for other health reasons. So they told me that I did not need to take a blood test today. And I just came in and sat down and talked to my dermatologist. And they didn't look at my face at all. He did not look at my face because I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah.
So he didn't take a look to see how my acne was even doing. He asked me and I said, it's getting a little bit better, but I mean, it's still not gone, which I wouldn't expect it to be after 1 month. And he said, okay, so you're on oral contraception and then your second birth control is condoms because... when you're on Accutane, you have to have two forms of birth control. One does not just work.
Right.
And I said, no, I am not on oral contraception.
So he was wrong.
And he was like, but that's in your chart. And I was like, well, my chart is wrong and I don't put anything in my chart. So that's your fault, first of all. So they had to fix my chart because I am not allowed to be on birth control pills for other health reasons. I have to have an IUD. So that's what I have. If you have any questions about IUDs, let me know. So he fixes that or whatever and comes back and he tells me, did you know that isotretinoin is a pork-derived product? And I was like,
No,
I didn't know that. Why would I know that? Like, I've been on this for a month. And I have a pork sensitivity. So I get contact dermatitis whenever I touch pork products. So if I touch bacon, my hands, like, it's pretty, if it gets on my face, if I had bacon grease splatter on me, on my neck once, like a couple months ago, like October, and it bloomed into a little rash everywhere the grease touched. And I was like, well, that sucks. And he was like, so can you take this? And I was like, absolutely, I can still take it. It didn't do anything this past month, but that's also in my chart that I have a pork sensitivity. So like, why would you put me on this medicine in the first place?
So you're noticing all these things. He's not looking at you. He's not sure about your contraceptive method. And he's like, oh, there's something that's been on your chart that might be a problem and I'm just noticing it now. So you're like, wow, this is not great.
Yeah. And he was super nice, but I mean, it just kind of reminds me, there's so many hoops that you have to do to be on Accutane. And the first time, I don't know if I've told this on the podcast before, but the first time I tried to get on Accutane, they didn't give me a pregnancy test. And they didn't tell me I needed to go home and take a pregnancy test and send them a picture to be able to start on Accutane. So, I mean, it really delayed the whole process by a month, which was really tough for me.
Yeah.
So the last annoying thing that happened today at the dermatologist was he said, okay, we're ready to up your dosage. And our healthcare system puts, after the first month, they put you on the highest possible dosage we have. And I was like, what do you mean the highest possible dosage? And he said 100 milligrams, but I don't like to do that. I like to do the national standard, which is 60 milligrams, because I've been on 40 milligrams the past month. And so basically my dermatology center that I go to puts you on like the most extreme version of the medicine, which is different from the national average. And so I was going to have like a way, 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 way high concentration of this drug in my system, even though that's not what the national recommendation is.
Yeah. I think I know why they're doing that though.
It's for relapse reasons is what he told me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's for relapse reasons. The first time I went on Accutane, I was on a lower, like you said, of a more standard 60 milligrams. And I relapsed really badly after it. And there's been a lot of research that's gone on after. And again, not to defend it because maybe it's not right for you, but there's been a lot of research, like scientific research about like how to reduce the rates of relapse for Accutane. And it really is, you can't do like a low and steady dose. It's got to be like pretty high.
Yeah. Well, he was going to say that he is going to put me on the highest one after the second month. So he's going to do me low and then middle, like the 60, and then the third month is when he'll go super high. But he was like, I don't want you to have, if you're already having nosebleeds. And the other side effect that has probably been the worst is I have a lot of joint pain in my feet, in my heels. Mm-hmm. It hurts to walk.
Oh my God. When I was on Accutane, I also worked at Nordstrom. So I was on my feet for like hours and hours a day. And I remember that. And I remember thinking, I don't know if this is because I'm working in retail or if it's because I'm on Accutane, but it was probably a bad combination of both. But the joint pain is so real.
It hurts to walk so much. And a lot of people don't know this, but I can't, for other health reasons, I can't do normal exercise. I have to do, like, walking is, you know, really kind of the only type of exercise I can really do at this point. I'm not supposed to be doing high interval training. I can't lift weights. Like, it's my only solace. So, like, and it really hurts. So, I mean, it sucks. But yeah, so the next time we talk, I'll be on probably 60 and then I'll be on 100 after that.
Got it. So I was wondering if you could maybe like go through the symptoms that you're experiencing, because I think people listening to this might have already been on Accutane so they could relate to it, Or maybe they've never been on it and either they don't know about it or maybe they're thinking about going on it and they're like, what are you supposed to expect, I guess? Yeah. Given just like 1 month of Accutane, what are some of the side effects that you're experiencing after a month of Accutane?
My lips are super thin and dry. It's not like a cracking kind of lip thing. It's like so thin that the skin rolls off, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Super dry nose, nosebleeds. Dry skin, but it's not crazy. Like, my actual skin is not super, super dry.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten some deeper, like, cysts that in places I usually don't get them. My scalp's pretty dry. A lot of joint pain, mostly in my ankles and my feet, the muscles in my feet. My Achilles tendon is usually hurting. And I can definitely see the depression side effects from that people mention, but luckily I haven't had like a ton of that as of right now.
Yeah.
I think mostly it's really hard to tell if you have this from Accutane or if it's just, you know, being in a pandemic and being alone. So
in a global pandemic, in a really depressing apocalyptic lifestyle. Yeah.
Like I don't know. I've never been
hard to say.
I've never liked February as a month. I know that a lot of people that I love have birthdays in February and I feel bad saying that, but like I've never loved this month personally because
I don't think you're going to offend anyone born in February. I think if I was born, I mean, I was born in late January, which is almost February. I was due in February, but I was early.
Yeah.
But I think as an almost February baby, I can say that like it's the worst month.
I just,
by far,
I just don't like it. So I am supposed to go pick up my next prescription today. The actual pill, I don't have any nausea. I know that's something that you mentioned that you had when you started taking this.
Oh, yeah. The first week I started on Accutane, and I've taken Accutane, I've done two rounds of it just for context. But the first week I started on it, I remember thinking I was going to throw up like every hour. I was just constantly feeling like so sick. And then my body got used to it. But yeah, I had a lot of nausea. I'm glad you're not experiencing that because...
Yeah, I don't have any nausea.
Not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, with all of those symptoms, I feel like, you know, I don't know. I feel like everyone who does Accutane like has to find like their little coping mechanisms. Like, is there anything that's working for you?
Yeah. So I, in terms of my feet, no.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean,
not.
I don't know what you can do about that. Not walking.
Yeah. I mean, if I walk for a long enough period of time, it kind of just goes like it works into it and my muscles like warm up. So it's fine. It's like the sitting down. If I sit down for long periods of time and try to walk, it's really hard. But
I
use Aquaphor inside my nose.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I just like.
Oh, you put it inside your nose. That's so. That's like not. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I use a Q-tip and I put it inside my nose because that's where it's really, really dry. I drink 3 huge mason jars a day, and each mason jar is 3 cups and
of water, I assume.
Yeah, so it's I try to drink 3 mason jars, which is 9 cups of water a day. And I've been doing that for pretty consistently, and that helps. I use Cetaphil to wash my face at night. I don't wash my face in the morning anymore. And I use Aveeno skin recovery cream. That's the only moisturizer I use. And I use thermal water, so which helps during the day. I use that in the morning to kind of like get a little something. But I mean, the main things that I do that like help me that really like feel better is the Aquaphor.
Yeah.
And I use Carmex on my lips. Nothing else works.
Okay. Carmex is the only thing that works for the lips.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but when I was on Accutane, I was just stocking up with Carmex. So that's really helpful. Have you had any like eye dryness? I feel like that was a big deal for me with Accutane, was super dry eyes, and I was using a lot of eye drops.
The craziest part about Accutane is that the beginning is you do start seeing side effects probably about 2 days in, which is just...
Oh, yeah. It works fast.
That is wild to me. Like, seriously wild. But the first couple days I did, but now not so much. I do find myself squinting more, and I don't know if it's a side effect of dryness, but I often, so I wear glasses and I wear contacts, and I often find myself looking, like going, putting my hand up to my eyes and like trying to push my glasses up closer to my eye to help me see something. And I don't know, I recently noticed that I started doing that. So I don't know if it's a side effect of like my eyes are dry and they can't see things properly because right. they're drier. But I did it on the phone with you earlier. So
yeah,
I seriously do that all the time where I like am yeah. pushing my invisible glasses up.
Yeah.
So
I know, I feel like, you know, it's different for everybody, but for me, it really was like the dry eyes. Like I would be driving and I remember my vision was really not so great, not because I was getting permanently bad vision, but just because, you know, when your eyes get super dry, you don't see as well. I don't know, that yeah. might be what's happening to you, but yeah, that's really tough. I don't know. I feel like too, like what you were saying about just, I mean, all the products you're using are like really bare bones. Like you can't, that's a huge thing on Accutane. You can't be using treatments and serums and typical skincare stuff. I don't know if your dermatologist told you not to do it, but it's just too harsh, you know, for like really delicate skin.
Yeah. So that's something that they did say that my skin was going to be more sensitive.
Yeah.
So the only like real skincare I do again is the thermal water and the Avène moisturizer and sunscreen. I use sunscreen. I always use sunscreen anyway because I'm really, really pink toned. I burn so easily that the stories I could tell, oh my God. Oh my gosh. But they didn't really tell me, the dermatologist did not tell me. They told me my skin would be more sensitive, but they did not tell me that I shouldn't be using products. And they didn't tell me I needed to take the medicine with food or fat.
Ooh, yes. Actually, according to the FDA, just a little fun fat fact, due to just like the way like Accutane is formulated, like the absorption of it is really, really enhanced with a high fat meal. And so, you know, if you're taking it, you obviously want it to get absorbed. So they tell you to eat it with healthy fats. But yeah, like that's not something that every dermatologist says. I mean, I was lucky. My dermatologist, I remember, was like, hey, like stop with any other skincare right now. Just do the basics like cleanser and moisturizer and stuff. Don't, you know, be using other stuff. But of course, I was also wearing a ton of makeup during all of that. And I don't know, have you been wearing makeup or is that something that you've kind of cut out just to be really nice to your skin?
I haven't been wearing makeup mostly because my skin is so dry that I knew that it wasn't, it was just going to be visible. So I just decided, you know, like I will say that right. being on Accutane has made me appreciate my skin more because okay, yeah, you see my acne. I understand that I'm on Accutane right now. I'm trying to take care of it. Like if you want to ask me about it, I have a reason why I'm not covering it up. So it's given me a right. reason to explain to people why I'm not covering it up.
Have you explained to people? Do you feel comfortable telling people? I was always nervous about saying that I was on Accutane.
Well, I've told it pretty much everyone I know that caveat this. It's not like I'm seeing a ton of people because I'm high risk. So the people I'm telling are my family members, my closest friends. And I don't, like, they're not going to judge me. If they don't want to be friends with me or, like, they think I'm contagious, then we probably shouldn't be friends anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been fine, though. Like, it has been, some days are tougher than others, for sure. Like, I don't want people to think that, I mean, I still get active pimples, but just not as many. I can also see where some scarring is happening, which is really tough. And I think I've started to kind of glom onto the idea that it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect.
Which is a good thing, but it's also depressing, right?
Yeah, it's something that I'm still working on. And I think that I'm glad that I have a reason to point to that Accutane is like something to point to as to why I look like this. Because I've never had a reason, you know, like I've never had something to point to like my skin is breaking out because of this test or my periods in 3 weeks or this or that. Or right. like I had yeah. a cheese Danish. Like this is like my skin is so dry because I'm on Accutane. My skin is so dry and I'm having pimples where I usually don't because I'm on Accutane. My forehead is so smooth because I'm on Accutane. And finding that solution has really given me a lot of peace of mind that I was not expecting.
Yeah. Do you feel like you had a purge period or do you think you're entering one? Or, you know, sometimes people go on Accutane and they start getting acne, more acne than before. They get it in weird places that they didn't get acne before.
Yeah. So I've had a few little tiny purges, but I wouldn't really call them that. I feel like that's a little too intense for what's been happening. I've gotten a few spots where I don't usually, but if I had to count how many, I would probably say 5. And I've been on this for a month. So like I had one on my forehead. I have one right now, like on my lower chin area. I have another one on my jawline. And I've had like one that was, I had one really, really bad pimple that was really painful and really large, which is cute. So, I mean, though I've had some pretty bad ones in places I usually don't get, but I would not call it a huge inflamed purge right. period.
Got it. Yeah. Do you feel like your skin has overall gotten redder?
Yeah. I mean,
or is that just because it's dry?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's definitely gotten redder from being just super dry. And also, I mean, I know I'm in North Carolina, but it has been about 30 the past couple weeks. So, I mean, that coldness and the dryness, like yeah. when I get cold, my cheeks get red. So
totally.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's nothing crazy.
Yeah. I guess I was wondering, like, what kind of mindset are you bringing to this? Because I think, you know, we talked to Karina a while back about her experience in Accutane, and she said, like, you really have to have, like, a really strong resolve to be on it, but, you know, like, to get through something that's really hard. But you also, you know, it's something that's so hopeful because you can't take it until, you know, you've really tried everything. So it's sort of like the last-ditch effort, but it's a huge, like, drug that has a very high success rate, which is great. Like, I don't know, how are you like feeling about all that? You're a month in, like, what are you thinking about?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've been thinking about is that I'm really lucky to be able to do this from a financial standpoint. This is not a cheap drug. The dermatologist yeah. is not cheap, and I have the means to do this, and I know a lot of people don't, and it really makes me grateful, but it also makes me kind of mad sometimes because not everybody gets this option. Yeah. But that sounds like funny that that's like the first thing that's on my mind, but as a person who's had other healthcare issues that have cost a lot of money, like that is the number one thing that I'm just like very grateful that I'm able to do this. And that has kind of reframed my whole thinking about it, where it's like, you know, I really hope it works. I really, really do. I've been through a lot of trial and error over the years.
Yeah.
But it's also made me more comfortable with not wearing makeup because I like I mentioned before, I have that reason to point to. And yep. I do feel like I'm actively trying to do less. One of my New Year's resolutions was to buy fewer products. And this has kind of forced that to be a reality.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm hopeful. I also know that, like, my forehead is clear, which is, it's, like, smooth. That's which awesome. Has not been like that since I was in fifth grade, which is crazy to me. And I think that if it can just improve my skin to the point where I'm comfortable with looking the way I look, then it'll be a win for me. And I feel like if I bring that positive attitude throughout, then maybe my mind will be reflected on the surface, you know?
I do know. That's like really beautiful. I'm so happy for you. I feel like, I don't know, it's really hard to, I don't know, it's hard to go on Accutane. It's hard to be open about something that, like acne that can be seen as frivolous when actually it's like, it's a really big effing deal, which is why I feel like you talking about wanting it to be more accessible to people is huge. Like, I don't know. Like, everyone should have this option. It just sucks, too, that we live in a world where it's not available to everyone. And even people having to look at it as an option in the first place is too bad, because clearly we haven't developed any better remedies for acne at this point. So there's a lot tied up in that.
Yeah, I have to look at the bright side. I think what the main takeaway from this is I'm looking at the bright side from every angle, because this is the last option. There is no other way to look at it other than finding the positives, because this is the end of the line for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we will check in again closer to the middle of my journey, and you'll see if my feet still hurt all the time.
Oh, no.
If I cannot walk longer than 4 miles in a row, which I currently cannot.
Yeah. I hope you can.
One day. One day.
One day.
One day. All right. Well, thank you for listening, and tell your friends about us and subscribe to our Patreon if you feel like dropping some coin on two lovely girls. And if you don't, that's fine, but also you can.
Yep.
Our music is by
Blade 2.
Bye.
Bye.